McLean County Sheriff's Police and health providers in the county are seeking a more proactive approach to combating drug abuse through treatment rather than prosecution. The HEART program, Heroin Abuse Response Team, reaches out to overdose victims and tries to connect them with counselors and medical providers to help them break the cycle of addiction. It challenges the claim that addiction treatment only works if the addict seeks help on their own. Sheriff's Deputy Aaron King helps manage the program with Sonia Workman, Associate Director of Community Care for Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington. King tells Eric Stock only 4 of 40 addicts they have attempted to reach in the first 18 months have agreed to get help. Addicts, he says, are often hard to reach. Many are skeptical of his intentions.
One of the bigger problems that we have faced is the people that have been overdosing, this population, a lot of them are transient and don't have a specific residence they live in, or have an updated phone number that we have to get in contact with them. And so there's no way for myself and the Chestnut employee to actually find them in the report where they overdosed. They typically are not at that residence any longer, and because of their medical state, that officer is not able to get that phone number from them. So that is definitely a hard a problem that we face on trying to be able to make contact with these people.
And then how much additional follow-up is there to try to get them into the program? You said 4 of them so far have consented to go into it. Still seems like there's a lot of them out there who aren't quite ready to make that step.
Right. And so if somebody says that they do not want to enter that program at that point in time, I tell them, hey, here's my phone number, and I get contact information from them if they're willing to give that to me. And then I will contact them again approximately about 30 days later to just check in on them and say, hey, has anything changed? Is there anything that I can help you with? Or if they don't want to be in contact with law enforcement, I always give them that option of, hey, you can go straight with Chestnut. It doesn't have to be through the sheriff's office if they want that confidentiality, or if they just don't have that or want that communication with the police, they can always go that route.
Now, addicts have to want the help, but that may not always be the case. Since this is a more proactive approach, what kind of response have you had?
Surprisingly, we have had very good feedback that they have been surprised that law enforcement, because we have that stigma of we just want to go out and arrest people, and law enforcement and drugs do not go well with the public typically. So they actually have had a lot of positive feedback that we are showing compassion and actually wanting to go out and be proactive and try to get at least educate the people and be a support system for them and trying to help them in any way of getting into Chestnut.
If they decline help, what do you do then? And do they then open themselves up to potential prosecution down the road?
Right. So if somebody overdoses, there is not any kind of penalty that they can face criminally for us. And so if they decline that offer, we'll typically give them pamphlets and say, if you change your mind, here's my number, here's a number for Chestnut. And then I will typically try to make contact with them again, because that initial talk can kind of be surprising and kind of catch them off guard. So to kind of contact them again at a later date and say, hey, we're still thinking about you. Is there anything that we can do to assist you or get you into Chestnut to help with your addiction?
But if it is a controlled substance, if it's something that they are not supposed to have, would that not potentially open them up to prosecution?
If they have it on them at that instance, yes. If they overdosed, if there is an amount there, they can't be prosecuted for that. For instance, I actually went and spoke to somebody in regards to an overdose that had happened to them previously in the last 48 hours, and they actually had drug paraphernalia and drugs on them when I spoke to them, and I obviously seized that contraband but did not take her to jail, and she eventually actually got into Chestnut and started to get help for her addiction.
So once they make their way into the HEART program, as you said, Chestnut Health Systems then takes it from there. And Sonia Workman, Associate Director of Community Care for Chestnut, what kind of treatment does that typically entail?
That treatment addresses their specific needs. So at Chestnut, we want to be whole person-centered, which focuses on the needs that they have and encompasses all the dimensions of their wellness. So our partnership wants to reduce that repeated overdose per victim and increase their education, get them linked to the right support systems so that they can we can reduce those deaths.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Aaron King with the McLean County Sheriff's Department, who handles the HEART program for the Sheriff's Department, and HEART stands for Heroin Abuse Response Team, and Sonia Workman, who is with Chestnut Health Systems, the agency that is providing the addiction treatment for those who come into the program. And it would seem that for any recovering addict, it is really a lifetime of recovery. Have you had anyone get to the point where they say they have overcome this and they have completely turned the corner, and what may have caused that?
I've had one individual that has went through the residential program, and he called me. He was actually one of the first people I made contact with this program, and he was very hesitant and actually wanted me to leave his house and began yelling at me, but actually called me and said that he had completed his residential treatment and was ecstatic that I actually had come out there and spoke to him originally.
This is a commitment of time and money. There was an initial seed grant that helped to get this program rolling in McLean County. Do you feel that this is preventative maintenance that is limiting the work in actual law enforcement? Do you feel that it's sort of been a counterbalance for that?
Yeah, I would say if we're going out and trying to make contact with the community that is facing these drug problems, this isn't just a Bloomington Normal problem. It's a United States problem. It's a problem through the country with opiates. The addiction leads to other kind of crimes.
That's Sonia Workman of Chestnut Health Systems and McLean County Sheriff's Deputy Aaron King. McLean County modeled its HEART program after a similar effort in Ohio. The Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority provided the seed money of about $34,000.